It's time for Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Jared Allen is presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jared Allen, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Skydeck, make a little noise here. This is Vikings Country.
Goodness.
Look at this crowd.
I got to be honest. I expected to see like a bartender and a waitress pissed that she wasn't getting tips. So maybe 0-4, we get more fans. I don't really know how that works.
Well, you know,
I'll speak for the organization. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
So we do love our fans, and we really hope that we're not blacked out on Sunday. So
that's not going to happen.
Please
that's
come to the game happen. And cheer really loud, and we should beat these guys. So we'll just start by saying that.
Well, you know what? Here's a big reason we got a big crowd out here. One, because everybody knows Jared Allen's a blast to hang out with, right? Am I right here, everybody? Two, in the last two games, dude, you got 5 sacks. You got 6.5 going here so far this season.
Yeah, I've been having a good start to the season.
And occasionally I listen to the fan where this show is actually, you know, broadcast on outside of the TV show. And I heard Leslie Frazier on today, and someone asked about how you're playing. And he went on and on about there's just something different about Jared Allen. And I've actually seen this myself. There's something not... There's a difference. He said there's a leadership difference. There's just a focus difference. Not that you were playing poorly before, because we all have seen your stats, but there's just something about how you've approached this season that just seems to be, man, you are a man possessed.
In a good way. I don't know. You know, I'm having a lot of fun this year. I really am. I don't know why. I'm actually having more fun at 0-4 than I honestly had when we were like 6-0 and 0-9. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm having a baby, so I realize there's more important stuff in life than running into people for a living. You know, I've really grown in my faith this year, which has been really cool. So, you know, honestly, I don't know. I'm just having fun trying to fool them each and every game and, you know, fool them with trickery and then go sack the quarterback and all that kind of thing. You know, hey, look at my hand, and then go.
Actually work?
Yeah, I hope. That was my plan for this game. So, hey, quarterback, look over here.
So I spent some time with David Copperfield in the offseason, and so I've learned that sleight of hand is actually going to work.
I bought a few ninja smoke bombs. I'm going to try that route out. No, it is cool to hear Coach Frazier say that. But, you know, really, I'm just trying to have fun. You know, last year was such a negative year. Last year sucked. Let's just be real honest. This year hasn't been much better on the wins and loss column, but last year just was miserable to go to work. And you know, I just made a decision. I'm not gonna fall into that trap this year. I'm gonna go try to be a positive influence on people on and off the field, and just and have a little fun, and you know, realize that I truly am blessed to do what I do for a living. And you know what? It's I get to go play a game for a living, and so.
Right.
You know, especially think about this economy, and I get to make a great living for my family, and you know, I could be doing something where I really hated it and had to, you know, work 13 hours a day. And,
yes, you could be working in the radio.
I was going to say I could be you, but you said it.
Oh, my poor miserable life. Thanks, Jared.
You know,
appreciate that.
I don't really know exactly what it is, but we're just trying to get the ship righted, and we got the team to do it. That's the crazy part is we could easily be 3-1 or 4-0 right now, and. You know, I think that also plays too. It'd be one thing if we had like a bum squad and we couldn't win games, but we got the right people. And you know, I promise you, this thing's going to turn around. I'm not going to sit here and make any crazy predictions. I can promise you that we're going to go out and kick somebody in the face this week. That's all I can say. Maybe not literally, but I'm going to try to put my helmet through someone's neck time and time again. So please don't boo us.
Skydeck, are we excited about this game coming up here? Cardinals coming into town, Mall of America Field. And we'll get to that when we get to our scouting report.
Yeah, we got way off track.
We did there a little bit. You know what's so interesting to me is that the Playboy Club, the new TV show that's on NBC.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, you won't, because it was on for 3 episodes. That's been canceled, yet we're going into our 3rd season doing this show.
Yeah. They have a production value. We have no value. See ya, Playboy Club. One up for the show. Which, by the way, leads me to our intro.
Yes.
I try to be a humble human being.
Right.
I don't really like hearing my like and the Jared Allen and defensive end. They said my name 12 times in a 30-second intro.
I know, but did you see how much emphasis was on my name, which was really kind of...
And then Mike must... I want to be the voiceover guy because that's kind of tight.
Maybe you can do that somewhere down the road.
I'm hoping. Yeah. I think there's a future for that.
Right.
You know?
You don't have enough despair in your voice. Too many good things have happened to you in your life. The guy who does... in a world.
Pain.
Oh, yeah. This guy's gone through a lot of smokes and, like, bourbon and just heartache and, like, probably multiple wives to the point where he's just all of a sudden, Brad Pitt. He's a man on his own.
Who farts in his sleep. Which brings me to my next question. You think Brad Pitt ever had butt worms? Does anybody know what butt worms are by
that?
A chance? Everybody heard of pinworms?
I just learned about this just before the show started. So.
Okay, so I grew up in the country, and my dad would always yell at us, like, hey, put your shoes on, you're going to get worms.
Right.
I never ever heard of anybody actually having that happen to them. And I was talking to somebody a few weeks back, and I don't know how it came up in conversation. Well, he's a friend of mine, so it's probably why it came up in conversation.
I was just
going
to say, it's you. There's a good chance any bit of conversation.
I think we're bringing up the fact that, you know, talking about kids running in the grass without things, and, you know, you're like, hey, you got to be careful you don't get, you know, pinworms. He's like, oh, yeah, butt worms. And so I realized... The word for that is butt worms. So it made me think of Brad Pitt when he farts in his sleep. Maybe the dude's got some bigger issues that we don't know about.
Yeah, you know, it's weird how you go from one to the next to
but
the
I
next.
I brought it all back together.
And what's really sad for me is I understood every bit and reasoning why that would happen. You know why? Because I walk in here to the Mall of America, and I got in here a little early, and I walk into a couple of different stores and stuff like that, and I instantly start walking around, and I go... to myself, why do the mannequins have nipples? What is the point of that? Seriously.
I don't know. Honestly, I do not know. I guess I guess they got to show how things fit.
But do you really, like, put that into negotiation as far as a blouse
goes?
What's
the point of a mannequin? Why can't you just pay someone to stand there?
But that would be
Hello,
even weirder.
Bad economy, job.
Someone just has to stand there, not move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get a laugh out of that bad joke, but butt worms doesn't go over. I say the word butt worms, everybody starts Googling on their phone, like, hope he wasn't talking about me. I played barefoot a lot.
I don't know what he's talking about, that butt worm thing. That's just really, really weird that would ever actually happen. Hey, you know, this is interesting. I saw this, too. According to a study, and we're talking about fans. We got Vikings fans sitting in this room here, right? Skydeck? Did you realize, and I was shocked by this, that more than half of women will actually put body paint on themselves versus dudes. More women are putting body paint for a Vikings game on than dudes are.
Well, yeah.
What do you mean, well, yeah?
Like, dudes, I'd be honest, we're not supposed to paint our bodies. It's just weird.
What do you mean?
Okay, for example, you, on Halloween, you know, which is a girl's just excuse to just, oh, well, it's a naughty nurse. No, you know, okay. Like... whatever, but your girls will, like, body paint themselves for Halloween.
Right.
How disgusting would it be if, like, all of a sudden a dude's just walking around body painted? And you're like, dude, that's your junk. He's like, it's painted. You see what I'm saying? Girls got way more freedom in this world.
I'm just a big fan of dolphins. What are you talking about?
Girls just have more freedom, so it makes more sense that they're body painting up because it's cute, it's fun, it's interesting.
Right.
And they're not going to get crap from their friends. You go over to you're like, man, well, come on, run late to the tailgate. Dude, hey, paint my back. It's not, like, what? Are you kidding me?
Well, you never trust
Put
another
a shirt
dude.
On, let's go grab some beer and let's go.
Never trust another dude to paint your back.
Yeah,
the guy
which
that
is
says,
not going to go
yeah,
right.
Yeah, dude, I'll do that. Next year, you know, like, why did I get kicked out of the Metrodome? This is weird. What do you mean that's offensive back there? I just thought I was a big fan.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
That women would do that more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about this one for you? Martha Stewart.
Love
you a big,
her.
You a big fan?
Well, dude, she's been in prison. How do you not have respect for that?
She's got street cred.
Thank you. You took the words out of my mouth. Like, Martha Stewart has more street cred than some rappers.
Yeah, yeah. Can put a doily on the top of, like, a tissue box and still did time.
Exactly.
Right.
And if you mess with her, there's a good chance she has a sharpened toothbrush.
Well, I should tell you this just because I know you got a baby on the way. Her daughter wrote a book about her. Alexis wrote a book all about living and growing up with Martha Stewart. Yep, that's right. This is Vikings Country. We're talking about Martha Stewart only on this show, baby.
And if you got a problem with it, must say, he'll fight you.
But she said the one thing that was glaring and really embarrassing is that her mother, Martha...
was Martha Stewart.
...never shut the door when she peed. Never. Even when kids were over, friends and stuff like that were over.
So that's a little awkward. Like, come on, Mom, really? Like, she seems like she'd be super polite. But I don't really have a problem with, like, you know, the door open when you pee or poop. I don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah. Well, how else are you supposed to watch the TV?
Thank you.
That. Well, there's that.
And here's the deal. Everybody does it. Why do we pretend like we don't do it?
Right.
Come on. Oh, here's a question. Are you a big wash your hands after you pee guy?
I'm a big proponent of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Like at your own house.
Okay, all right. I'm
at
be,
your own house. Do
dude,
you always
I'm
going to
be completely honest.
Pee?
In a public place, have to because somebody else might notice.
Exactly.
Right.
But that's the part of my body that's covered.
Right.
And urine's sterile. What the heck? Like I should pee on my hands and wash it with it.
But at home, yeah, it's like, no one's here.
Yeah, who are you offending?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to be shaking anybody's hand. They come to the door, that's their fault. I didn't want that wreath from the Boy Scouts.
Exactly, which brings me to another point. Why on earth do people think it's okay to knock on your door like at dinner time?
It's always at dinner time.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to take a fork of ham and shove it in the guy's mouth when he's talking and be like, I'm eating dinner, you idiot. Like, go away.
Right.
And it's not a nice thing to say, but oh, my goodness. They don't read the no soliciting sign. And I live on a dead end. I live on a dead end. So I know you're not just perusing the neighborhood.
Well, why do you have a no soliciting sign? Because that just invites people to solicit. He doesn't mean me.
For example, a guy came by. And if you're listening and you're the tree guy that came by, don't come back to my house. Knocks on our door. I got like gravy dripping off my chin. And I'm like, you know, at this point, like 8.5 month pregnant wife.
Right.
You know, she goes over, opens the door. And the guy's like, hey. Your trees look dead. You want to buy some new trees? And he's trying to sell trees. And we're like, no, we're cool. Come on out here. Let me talk to you about your trees. No one wants to buy trees at 6:30 at night, especially from a door-to-door tree salesman. What kind of street cred you bringing? I mean, really.
Especially in the new community where they just planted trees.
Yeah,
that
I'm like,
seems weird.
The house is a couple years old, dude. Really? And if I want a new one, I'll cut one down from over there and plant it.
Vikings Country here at Jared Hour at the Skydeck Sports Grill in Lane's fourth floor. We're here every Wednesday at 6. It's okay. You can, yeah.
You can clap. Have fun. Come on.
For crying out loud.
Have fun, people.
You know, there's the 12th, you know, player on the field when we're at Mall of America Field, and there's the third player here when we're at Sports Deck. So make as much noise as you possibly want. Second segment coming up on the way. We will get into our scouting report.
Crazy. Hey. This is where we get really intellectual about
we break it
the
down.
Vikings. I mean, we get deep.
There might be a whiteboard up here with X's and O's.
Could be.
And probably dirty stuff. Tickets are still available for all remaining Vikings home games, by the way, this season as special promotion with U.S. Bank. We encourage you to like the Vikings on Facebook and then take advantage of an incredible discount ticket offer, which is currently available to all of our Facebook fans at facebook.com/Minnesota Vikings. Second segment coming up on the way. You're listening to 100.3 FM, The Fan. Dylan Lanes, let's make a little bit of noise here. Did you see the pause?
Yeah, it was so dramatic.
Well, normally the guy in my head says that I'm hot, meaning that we're on the air, but normally I like to just play it off and he's talking to me.
We tried to tell you. I told him not to talk about his counting sessions here, so sorry about that, guys.
One of my all-time favorite moments of the summer is watching Steve Hutchinson go up on stage at a festival, and he got to sing with the Oak Ridge Boys,
why do you have to rub that in?
Elvira.
Why do you have to rub that in? Like, that's not even cool. I'm not cool about it.
Super
jealous, but...
Has there been a moment... I know you're a huge country fan. Has there been a moment where you're just like, that was awesome? Get a chance to do something like
for
that?
For him? That was awesome for him, yeah. I mean, thanks.
You are bitter about that, aren't you?
He texted me like, oh, I'm singing on stage right now with the Oak Ridge Boys. And I was like, I hope you fall off the stage and chip your front tooth. Sorry.
If you could be a country, if you could trade spaces with a country artist for a month. For a month. So that way you get the whole thing in there, the whole gamut of it all. Who would it be?
You know what? Oh, the whole gamut. I got some, I think Hank Williams Jr. I love his music. He's living a little too hard.
Yeah. He's had some problems recently, too.
Big fan of Garth Brooks. Big fan of Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
You know what? You know who I really like their music, and I really like the people. I mean, I got a bunch of friends. Montgomery Gentry.
Oh yeah.
I think I could be in that group for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be awesome. About it. after
that'd
be
that. About it. Yeah,
yeah.
they live kind of hard.
Oh yeah, yeah. Believe me, I know a lot. I know far too many people that have gotten up on that bus and went, "Oh my gosh, I don't know what city I'm in." I'm about to call my wife off. And rent a car.
They never got off. yeah, you know, I think it'd be awesome to be a country music singer. The only problem is I can't sing.
Well,
but I got stage presence.
That's all that matters.
I got moves. Uh-huh. And I got this little thing called panache. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just that little extra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the whole singing and playing an instrument thing comes into play.
You'd be the first country music star that's auto-tuned.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? I mean, that's Nashville today.
It's got to happen, right?
By the way, country music kind of sucks today.
What, now, why do you do that to me? You're wearing your K-102 hat right there. And then
you know why? Because
there's a lot of great music out there.
There is, but there isn't.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, there is, but there isn't. Come on, let's be honest. 90% of all the new country that comes out is pretty horrible.
I've said this to so many people before.
If I got
to
hear Shake It For Me, Girl, one more time, I'm going to wrap the microphone around my head and just jump out of the car. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know why I would have a microphone in my car, but hey.
Quit acting like you don't.
but no, I just don't know. And then you got like Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
That's a classic song.
Classically horrible. Like, come on, really? And then, I'm a Trace Adkins fan.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sing, you know, this fishing song with him and his little
girl. Just Fishing.
That chokes me up now.
Great tune.
But then it's like, honky, really? And then what was the other one he sang where he was doing a head spin right in the convenience store?
Oh, he's had a couple of them.
My goodness.
Like, but his videos are really good. He gets hot chicks in them. So
terrible.
I can appreciate all of that.
Like, and then, you know, I think part of it is I'm bitter because I got some, you know, some friends that write some really awesome songs.
Right.
I'm like a huge Halfway to Hazard fan.
Oh, right? Great guys.
Great guys. Love them to death. And I think they write awesome music and they sing real, like, cool country music. And they can't get played. James Otto, same way. Soldiers
right.
and Jesus is probably one of the greatest songs I've ever heard.
That is a great tune,
which
yeah.
gets no love, but then Rain Is a Good Thing is number one on the charts. And it's like, are you kidding? Rain? Come, are you kidding me?
I'm going to get you Luke Bryan's greatest hits. We're going to move on.
And I like some of Luke Bryan's stuff.
He's a great guy, too.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, goodness gracious.
I know
I sound like I'm bagging on Luke Bryan, but I mean, I heard he's a nice guy.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Oh, but I mean, and then, oh, don't even get me started on Clay Walker.
Clay Walker.
Yeah, but what's the song he's saying? Like the they had the little Jamaican beat on it.
Oh, then what?
Then what? Yeah. Then what? Then retire if that's the song you decide to make, dude.
I'm sorry I even asked that question. I certainly will be tomorrow morning when I go and talk to my boss. Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes here, 4th floor of Mall of America.
I listen to you all the time.
I know, and sometimes that's a bad thing too because I get texts all the time. Hey, by the way, next week we're going to be here again, 6:30 Vikings Country. Chad Greenway is going to be here. This week's scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. Got to ask you this question here. We first started off, how much turquoise do you have? I know that you have a home in Arizona, and I think by law, don't you have to have turquoise?
Yeah, but you got to be careful out there, man, because we're surrounded by a reservation.
Ah.
So you can't be falsely wearing your turquoise, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Things could get Western.
You could rock it a bolo or something, right?
Yeah, I do. I want a bolo tie. I absolutely need a bolo tie. If my wife is listening, please buy me a bolo tie for my 30th birthday with a massive turquoise thing on there.
That would be the greatest.
So I actually don't own turquoise, right?
Oh, okay.
I stand to inherit probably one of the greatest turquoise collections of all time.
Like, really?
And here's the thing. I love my grandparents to death. And I went on the Ancestry.com type deal.
Yeah.
And so I'm backtracked, and I've always told that we were part, you know, Indian, that we were part Sioux Indian, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it still could be true because there's a part of the family. But from the Allen side, which it was supposed to come from.
Right.
Man, I traced this back to, like, 1837 in, like, Brooklyn, New York somewhere. So we came off a boat somewhere, right?
Are you going to be on one of those shows where they actually trace you back all the way?
I would like to, right? And so I told my grandpa, and I was like, Grandpa, I don't really know who told you this Indian thing. As he's, like, rocking turquoise. My grandma's all turquoised out, right? And I'm like, but I'm not so sure how much of that is true. And he grabbed a picture. And his stone cold, I'm terrified of my grandfather, right? He was 26 years in the Marine Corps, just gnarly dude. And he looks at me and was like, you're telling me he don't look Indian? And it was my great-great-grandfather. We're at the family reunion. All I could say was, Yes, sir.
Yes, absolutely.
That put an end to the Indian thing. So that's why I'm going to inherit a ton of turquoise. That was a roundabout reason.
Larry Fitzgerald and the Cardinals are coming into town, and I know that you and Larry know each other and friends and stuff like that, but this is a team that's also 1-3 coming in and looking for a win as well at Mall of America Field. And they have some talent, but they've had some struggles.
Yeah, sounds like our story, right? You know, we got to do whatever we got to do to stop Larry. And, you know, he's really kind of their main guy over there. Beanie Wells had a decent game, I guess, against the Giants. Honestly, I don't really too much about a stop and the run. That's kind of been what we do.
Right.
We've had some trouble in the passing area as of late. But you know what? Larry's a great guy, great friend. But if I can poke him in the eye before the game, I'll do it. You know what I mean?
So, I love having your sleight of hand, poke in the eye. Yeah, he's been hanging out with David Copperfield and watching far too much Three Stooges.
If he's running on the field and I can trip him, I'm all for it. I know he would cut block me in a heartbeat if he could. So no, Larry's a great friend. You know, obviously a Minnesota native over here, but,
right?
No, it's always fun to play against your friends because when you win, you get bragging rights. When we go back home, we don't live too far from each other in Arizona either.
Well, okay, so you got the Cards 1-3. You have 6.5 sacks. Levi Brown, is this going to be our first win?
I think so, but I've been saying that since week one, so maybe I should say the other way. No, this is going to be, I mean, We got too many talented people to let this slide continue, and we have great fans. I mean, you guys were so loud at the end of that Detroit game. It was awesome, and unfortunately, dude made a great catch. We blew that game. We apologize again. But I think this is the week we right the ship. You know what? Coach Frazier's basically said that was the first quarter of the season. You know what? Let's pretend it didn't happen. Let's move on. And, you know, and our message has been let's make history. Let's focus one game at a time and right this ship and get back on top and take what's rightly ours. And, you know, and we feel the division should be ours, and we'll see what happens.
Must be a new movie coming out from Kiefer Sutherland that actually has something to do with aliens, because you always see these celebrities. They're always like, why, yes, I was once abducted, and I was probed. And my new movie coming out about aliens will be out in November. But he says that he believes in aliens. He says it's arrogant to think that they don't exist. Aliens or ghosts? What's most likely to exist?
Ghosts. More than aliens.
If you ever...
Because here's the deal. How many satellite pictures do we have Google frickin' Earth, and an alien just never happened to pop up on there? You know what I mean?
Good point.
Right?
But if you were ever abducted by aliens and you were, in fact, probed, would you tell anybody?
No! Why are you going to admit that an alien just violated you? You know
maybe
what I mean?
Maybe it's been a dry stretch for you for a while. Maybe you're just happy.
Like, you know, I would think of something cooler. Like, dude, I got abducted and we played Yahtzee all night long. Like, it was the coolest thing ever. I would want my friends to envy me, not be like, dang, that sucks to be him. He just admitted to getting totally ran through.
This is Vikings Country with Jared Allen here. It's on FM 100.3, The Fan. We're back again next week with Chad Greenway. Have a great night, everybody.